AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. According to an initial autopsy report released today, a black college football player killed by a white police officer likely used a synthetic psychedelic drug and marijuana prior to their deadly confrontation at a Texas car dealership last month. In the meantime, police in Washington, D.C. have seized more than $2 million worth of synthetic drugs.
Two men have been arrested after taking delivery of 260 pounds of synthetic marijuana from undercover officers working for a police task force in Washington. Police say the haul of the street drug, known as Bizarro, is the largest such seizure in the city's history. Police and prosecutors say the drug was shipped to the nation's capital from the West Coast. The two men face a maximum penalty of 20 years in federal prison if convicted. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Hundreds of law enforcement officers are patrolling a wider zone in northern Illinois after searching for a two-mile area in which they believe three alleged cop killers might be hiding, according to Lake County Sheriff's Deputy Chris Covelli.
The purpose of the saturation patrols is two-pronged. Number one, to continue looking for these individuals, and number two, follow up on any leads that come in of suspicious people and forward leads to the Major Crime Task Force.
Investigators in Bexar County, Texas, are taking a closer look at video that shows deputies fatally shooting a man with his hands up. A 19-year-old Houston man is dead after police say he accidentally shot himself in the throat while taking selfies as he held a handgun. And police in Pittsburgh say a 19-year-old man told them he was adjusting a gun last weekend that he kept in his underwear when it fired, killing one of his friends as they rode to a party with two other pals. This is AP Radio News. While President Obama was dropping in today on a fishing village in western Alaska to inspect one of the biggest sockeye salmon runs in the world, his vice president was testing the political waters in Florida.
Officially, Vice President Joe Biden is in the Sunshine State to tout the president's education agenda and raise money for Senate Democrats. Not a word about whether he'll run for president. But the event at Miami-Dade College had campaign-style elements, complete with Biden taking off his jacket and clearly noticing a huge media turnout.
It's amazing how good this school is. Look at all the press you've attracted. Their interest in community colleges impressed me greatly.
Interest in Biden is picking up as some Democrats worry about former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's campaign. Biden's expected to decide within a month. The first televised debate is October 13th. Tony Winton, Miami.
A good day on Wall Street. Stocks bounced back. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.